The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week with the amazing Stephanie Richardson, who I'm so excited. Like, every time I have a conversation with this woman, my whole world expands. It's so much fun. And we're going to be talking today about relaxation and creation. Stephanie is known for her vivacious approach to living. Yes, totally. Her creative endeavors as a photographer and her contributions to changing people's lives. She's a certified access consciousness facilitator. She's a phenomenal photographer, artist, creator of magnitude, and just super brilliant being that I am so grateful for. And can't wait to see what we create today. So hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Heather. Hi. I love being with you, and I love being on your show.
I know. We've done a few of these, haven't we? When I was on my old platform. So this is first time on Voice America, and or with me at least. And it's funny. We were just before we went live. Stephanie was like, I still don't have the relaxation thing mastered. And I'm like, yeah, me neither. So what can we create today, I wonder? What can we discover and open up about this topic? And it really actually got, I just want to give a little introduction to the topic too, because it was so funny. I was, this is something that I've been playing a lot with, and just really looking at what, like, big asks that I have for this year and beyond, and with everything I'm creating, and this sense of like, I had gotten to a point in my life where I was like, there's no way I can work more. There's no way I can work harder. So something has to be different here. And I really got this sense of relaxation and ease and like being, and my show that I just recently did with Dr. Dane here opened it up even more, of like just being the ease that we already are, and there's so much more to say about that too. But it was so fun because it was this topic, this conversation was really present in my world, and I woke up one morning and opened up my Facebook, and the very first post I saw was from Stephanie saying, you know, I just realized that I forgot to relax last year or something like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. We need to have a chat about this.
Well, so, yeah. What amazes me consistently is how we can know that something works, how it can be our very experience, and then we can choose not to do it.
That's called being cute, not bright.
Yeah. Right. So in the areas of my life today, and, you know, and for years and years and years experience, every time I drop into relaxation and every time I use that as a tool, which who uses relaxation as a tool unless you're doing meditation or, you know, or something like that. But every time I use it, I'm more creative. I have more ease having money. So it amazes me that we can know for a fact that something works and still not choose it or still think that something else is more valuable. Like that whole, I can't work harder. I can't work longer. I have to work different. and still going, having the default go to working harder and longer instead of working easier and with more relaxation. And so, you know, after that post, I've been paying attention to where my automatic assumption is that working harder is the answer, or that working more is the answer, and beginning to just ask a new question in that place. Because what I have learned, and I know that you use this other tool a lot, is asking a question begins to change things, whereas coming up with a new answer also does not work very well.
Well, yeah, and it's actually the same energy as like the working harder and the working more. It's like, oh, well, I have this figured out, so I'm just going to like push through, you know, and rather than like, oh, wow, I guess like if I was an infinite being, I wonder, you know, if I mean, I am, we are, but like if I was truly being the infinite being that I be, what would I actually choose here? Like what would actually, what is available here now that I'm not even acknowledging?
There was a conversation that got brought up very recently. There was a class called Choice of Possibilities that I was working at, quite frankly, but I was also attending. And in that class, there was a conversation about creators, movers, and connectors. And one of the things that began to light up about the conversation that you and I are having about relaxation and the conversation, this conversation, creating, moving, or connecting, is that when I misidentify which of those things I am, there is no relaxation. So if you know, being a connector is easy for someone, if they try and be a mover, there is no relaxation in that. If someone is very easily a creator, then maybe connecting for them is, there's not as much relaxation. Yeah. Or if someone is a connector and they think that they have to be a creator and a mover, then there won't be very much relaxation in their world. And maybe even if you're confused about which one of those you're trying to be or do in any given moment, if you're trying to approach being a creator from doing, which I think is where a lot of us go, thinking that being a creator is the same thing as moving things into existence, as to, you know, making things happen in physical reality. If we confuse those, then I think that's a lot where this tension that's been in my world, I think that's where a lot of it comes from, is misidentifying and what I'm trying to do, thinking that I have to do all of them when I don't. So maybe we could have a conversation even about what those are, and, you know, and just get a little clarity. Like, are you trying to create, or are you trying to move, or are you trying to connect? And which one of those is easy for you? What if you relaxed into what was easy for you and know that if you do what's easy for you, then you actually will get far more done than trying to get your homework out of the way? Which I think is what a lot of us try and do, you know, get your homework done before you go play. So we're used to that energy, that whatever it is that doesn't feel good is exactly the thing you should be doing. When if you want to create from a totally different place, if you want to have relaxation in your body, if you want to be a dynamic mover and shaker in the world, and then what you would actually do is pay attention to the stuff that's so light and easy and so fun that you don't think you're working, and let yourself have that and let yourself be that and retrain that craziness that says that the hard thing to do is the thing you should do first before you go out and play.
Oh my goodness. Every time I talk to you, my whole universe explodes and expands. And I'm like, thank you for just changing my whole life and my whole business right now and everything that you just said. Better than that. It's so cool. Like I love how consciousness works. And I've been looking, because I was in the same class and I'm working at the same class, and really looking at that conversation, and it opened up so much in my world. And it's funny because the creator, connector, mover, and we will talk more about that if people don't know what that is, but it's actually something that I facilitate a lot in Joy of Business classes. It's a part of quote unquote curriculum. Like it's in the manual, it's something that we go over. And so it's something that I have had a lot of information and awareness about. And for this conversation that was in the class and now, and what I've been playing with, really started to change so much for me around what's actually true around all of that for me and what's possible when you really acknowledge what, like, what, quote unquote, are you, like, who, how, because it really is about how you function and what's sort of natural for your being. And
so if we were in class, how would you describe those three ways of being?
Yeah, well, it's so funny. I've been looking at that actually and going, wow, like what else? Like what else? You know, what else can I be aware of with these energies that I haven't had awareness of before? A creator to me is somebody who's, they have, there's a lot of vision. There's a lot of awareness of the future. There's a sense of like, there's never a shortage of ideas. There's always things that sort of pop into your world that would like to be created. There's this sense of like, I would say I'm a creator. So I'm sort of all of them, and creator is really the funnest for me. And I know for me, there's just all day, every day, there's tons and tons and tons of ideas and things that would like to be created and things that I would like to create. And one of the things that's really showing up for me from this conversation right now and what we talked about in the class is because the mover energy is somebody who really has this sense of like knowing how to move things along to be instituted and actualized, and this like bird's eye view of what's required and like the willingness to really like put the building blocks in place and put the pieces together and create the systems and institute the systems to actually bring something to fruition. And then a connector is somebody who has more of a sense of like, we call it like the gift of gab, where you're just naturally telling people about things and other people and connecting people like to resources or to other people or to things that might contribute to their lives, or just connecting systems or connecting, like bringing things and people and elements together to create more. And one of the things that has really, and you can be a foundational person where you have all of those energies and you're really aware of all three of those energies. And I would say on some level I am foundational. And what I've been looking at and what's really come to light for me with my own business is I love to create, and I am a great creator, particularly in my own business. And when I go to what's been happening and showing up for me lately is there's so much more that I would like to create in my business, and I slow myself down because I don't actually have the people that work in my team right now are not actually movers. And so I've sort of been like, well, I have to be the mover here. And yet that's not actually what is fun for me. And so now I'm like, okay, cool. I'm hiring a mover. and it just feels like this really fun energy of like, what if all these creations could flow through me? And then somebody else can put the pieces in place to bring them to fruition. And certainly it's not like, it's not about pulling your energy out, but just that sense of like, we're all working together and bringing our gifts and bringing our brilliance to really expand everything that's being created. So
one of the conversations, just hopping in for a second, yeah, about something that you said where you went, looked around your business and went, wait, I don't have any movers here. I think one of the pieces of conversation that we had during the class that was so interesting to me too, was that there were a couple of people who thought they were creators that were actually connectors. And so one of the bits of information was, you know, if you are one of these, you may tend to connect with other people who are the same as you. Mm-hmm. So you could very easily end up with an entire team of connectors. Maybe especially if they're connectors, because you love connecting. So you connect with one another, you connect one another with other people, with other ideas, with other businesses. And so those energies can be a whole lot of fun to play in. And you may not even recognize that the other people on your team, that you don't have a rounded team that actually can have an idea of where you would like to go, have an idea how to get there, and then have an idea who you need to talk to and talk to those people. Because I get that that's really where we are with the creator, connector, and mover, is that, you know, the creator, both the creator and the mover both have awareness of the future. Both of those require awareness of the future. That's, to me, where I got that opened a door for mover. For me, looking at it, where I went, oh, a mover's not just the person you hire to carry the boxes out. They will not be happy just carrying the boxes out. That's not what we're talking about. Yeah. A mover actually has amazing awareness of the future and what will be required, not just what is required right now to do, but what will be required to bring this to fruition. So if you have, if you need an event coordinator, for instance, you definitely need someone who is a mover, somebody who is aware of what will be required, so they can they can also connect you, weirdly enough, with the people who can do the other parts of the job that need to be done, and not be calling the caterers a day beforehand, right? Like, you can't do that. So the interesting thing is, where I see that having all of those people on your team being a creator, I really see how those people be, how you could end up not in conflict, well, or possibly in conflict, where your own vision of the future and where their awareness and vision of the future may or may not be exactly the same, and being confused about that, what that is. I wonder how much of that too is relaxation, like you really using relaxation as a tool and going, hey, look, I've hired a mover to help me. So I'm a real big creator. I've hired a mover and a connector to help me. They have to have their own awareness of the future, and I have to allow their awareness of the future to contribute to my business, and not think that my vision is the only vision that is true and real.
What are you, talking to me or something?
Would I ever do such a thing? No. I mean, no, all the other, you're not aware all the at other, all. Only all the other ones.
Yeah.
All the other creators. Right.
Everybody else that that applies to. Oh my gosh. Okay, cool. Well, there's so much more. I'm like, I can't wait till after the break, because there's so much more that I want to ask and chat about with all of this. This is just so much fun. So thank you, and pause, and we will be back in a moment. This is Heather Nichols here with Stephanie Richardson on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys. Psst, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck, and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit voiceamerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Stephanie Richardson talking about relaxation and creation. And wow, that first segment was so much fun. And just chatting about creator, connector, mover. And the thing that's striking me so much about this conversation is the relaxation piece. And I hadn't really put that together, and I'm so grateful for that, Stephanie. And just that when you do, like I had a conversation actually with somebody that works with me yesterday, and we were talking about how I think we had sort of both been wanting her to be a mover in my business. And I've been aware that that energy was required, and it didn't actually really like fully expand in the way that it has recently until this conversation we had in class. But there was just this sense of like, because we were both actually in the class, and there was this sense of relaxation in both of our worlds where we actually both went, oh my God, like she said to me, I'm not a mover. And I said, I know. And we both just were able to relax into that and go, yeah, like let's not actually try to make you a mover in my business. And she was like, I would like to let go of trying to be a mover in your business, and let's hire a mover. And it was just this like total space of ease and relaxation in both of our worlds. And one of the things that I so love about the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business is when it comes to business and working with people is that we actually, it works. It's so pragmatic to actually just go, okay, what are your strengths? What is your brilliance? What is fun for you? And to actually hire people based on that, based on their awareness, like you were talking about before the break, Stephanie, and their brilliance, rather than the job description or what you think they need to do. And it works. Just because the truth of it is nobody really wants to do anything that isn't fun for them. And so it never really ends up working out. If you hire somebody to do something that's not fun for them, it's not going to probably be the most generative thing in the world. And when you acknowledge that and just sort of tell it like it is and go, okay, cool, but what do you bring that is maybe even an energy or a contribution that I've never even perceived before, then there's this beautiful expansion of what actually is possible with creation. So I'm curious what you have to say about that.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is when you say that, I had all sorts of questions. You know, I'm sort of listening to the audience too and going, wait, what do you mean by that? Well, then how do you hire people not by a job description? Well, how do you... Wait, what else do you do instead? I thought that is what you did, and what you can have fun while working. So I thought that was the whole definition of work. Like work was what you did for money so that you could do something different when you had time off. And I think that's one of the biggest conversations that you have to have both with yourself and possibly with either your employees or your employer, because I don't think that this is something that is regularly instituted around the in businesses around the world. Even some of the businesses that have playrooms, like, you know, they have the, what is it, ping pong tables and and beanbag chairs. I don't know that they even work from that. They have the idea that, you know, you can be more creative if you can have time off while you're at work. But what if time off wasn't the thing that actually gave you relaxation? So to come back around to that, there are parts of my job, or of my many, many jobs, there are parts of my jobs that when I'm doing them, I feel like I'm slacking off from the stuff that I should be doing. And that to me is a clear indication of what I'm actually good at and what's actually fun for me. If you can't access immediately, wow, what is fun for me? Like, if that's not even a conversation you know how to have with yourself, then that's what you would actually be looking for, is what, when you're doing it at work, even though you call it work, do you feel like if your boss came in, you would get in trouble because it's too easy, too fun, and it feels like, you know, it feels like looking at, I don't know, Pinterest pins or something, you know? what of those things have you not acknowledged are actually the gift of you? Because the gift of you won't feel like anything. The gift of you, that's the thing about it, is that you're sort of surrounded by you all the time. So you won't be, it won't feel like you're being anything or doing anything when you are being the most you. It will feel like you are slacking off. It'll feel like you've taken time off. It'll feel like you're taking a vacation, even if you're very actively contributing to the jobs and the projects that you're on. And you may hear people say things like, oh gosh, well, I love it when you're here, or, oh, I love it when you do this, it's always so much fun, or when you do this, you can also, that's another way you can start to look for those things that are naturally easy for you. The things that when people say, oh, I'm so glad when you're the one that posts the, I don't know, the schedule for the week, it always works out so well. And for you, it doesn't mean anything, and you want to tell them, like, well, I didn't do anything. Those are the bits where you're like, yeah, but that was just easy. Everybody can do it. If you have that thought, yeah, but it was so easy, anybody could do it, that is actually a key, that's one of the things that's actually a gift and talent and ability for you. Mm-hmm. So just to give you a couple of ways to look for those things in your own life if you can't immediately identify them.
Yeah, that's what awesome.
What other tips would you give somebody to look for those areas for them, that are their gifts and talents and the things that are fun for them, if they can't immediately, like, list them off?
Well, you know what's funny is, actually, I was just thinking about how, so this conversation of refined judgment, which I talked about when Dane was on the show, but for those of you who didn't maybe hear that show, it's refined judgment are these, like, energetic judgments that are so refined that we basically misidentify and misapply them as awareness. And we think that it's awareness, but it's actually this subtle energetic judgment that for so many people is sort of running the show all the time. And you wouldn't think it's judgment because it doesn't have this huge density. But when you start to look at it, it's like, wow, there is this, like, anything that's not, like, the space and the joy and the ease and the fun and the relaxation, is there's going to be some element of refined judgment there. And so what's so funny is, when I know this shows up for me when I work in teams with people, and also, like, I see this a lot in business with people that I coach or that work with me, or, you know, just all the different ways that I play, is this sense of, like, when you are having that space of the ease and the, like, that you were just talking about, sort of like, this is so, like, anybody could do that, it's so easy. there can be this refined judgment of, A, it's not valuable. I mean, and it's interesting to even talk about the refined judgments, because they are so energetic and less defined, but, or the sense of, like, I have to prove, like, proving is a big one. Like, I have to prove that I'm actually doing something, or I have to prove that I'm working, period, or that I'm working hard, or that I'm working enough, or that I am enough, right? And when other people come into the mix, those things tend to come up even more. And so, interestingly enough, it's almost like to me, whenever judgment, so for one, you know, just now that you, if this is maybe a new conversation for those of you who are listening, now that you have an awareness of what refined judgment is, you'll probably be more aware of it. You'll probably notice it more when it comes up, and you can just clear it with the clearing statement, puck and pot it. And I've always loved playing with this, like whenever I go to judge myself, actually just flipping that 180 degrees and going, what's right about me that I'm not getting? What's right about this that I'm not getting? What if this thing that I'm judging was actually my brilliance? What if it was my difference? What if it was a gift that I be and that I have? And so in a strange way, you can use your judgments of you to actually uncover more of what is the ease, what is the brilliance, by just taking it and flipping it, like looking at it from a different point of view.
I know. It's so weird because it usually is the place that you're like, oh, but that's not valuable. That judgment of that's not valuable that we do think is awareness. No, that's me being really clear that that thing that I just did that you said was great isn't great. I'm clear. I'm not going to delude myself that I'm amazing here. that actually is a place that we're hiding a greatness, and we're hiding it from ourselves because everybody else is looking at it.
I know. And it's so wild. It's like, and it with this refined judgment conversation, I mean, talk about relaxation, because there is such a, like, I've really gotten more and more just that, wow, like, if I'm not totally relaxed and happy and easeful and having fun and like everything just feels spacious, like that is the space of being me. And if there's any little wrinkles or glitches or big energies even, you know, in my world that are not the space of ease and relaxation and joy and peace and possibility and all of that, that's actually what is not true. And we're so trained to go for those energies when they come up and sort of like pursue them so that we can like change or whatever. But it's like, what if that's actually the lie and the space of you, the ease of you is actually what's true?
Yeah, it sounds funny when we talk about this stuff like that. Go do your homework first, right? Like that conversation. But if you really look at what you've been trained to do and trained to be, were you actually trained growing up or in any job that you've ever had, were you trained to seek out the things that were light and easy and fun? Or were you trained to seek out the things that would keep you quiet, would keep you sort of miserable, but comfortably tucked in a corner somewhere, you know? Like none of what you were taught as a kid was to unleash the glory of you. Because people needed you to be quiet. The glory of you is often not very quiet. It's because it's having too much fun. So I do think that this is a big piece where being willing to confront that, and I don't mean confront it like, you know, head on, make it hard, make it your homework, but I do mean every time it comes up for you, being willing to look at something different and just starting there. Would I be willing to look at something different here? I'm going into this is very clearly the do your homework first energy. So I'm going to be aware of it. So I'm aware of it now. Is there anything else I could choose here that actually would be the ease of me? Is there anything here that if I chose it would actually allow me to contribute even more and receive even more here? Even if that's just receive even more of who I am and what the gift is that I have and can be. Is there anything else I could contribute that wouldn't be the efforting and the homeworking of that I've previously chosen? And maybe even looking at, you know, what are those things that people have told me that they appreciate that I've just already decided aren't worth anything? Could I consider that there actually is worth there, and that there is value there, and that there is, you know, me there.
I love that. Well, it's so cool. As you're talking, my body is relaxing dynamically, and just there's such a space and a lightness in my world. And so I just want to invite people listening, like, if that is noticed, like, what parts of this conversation create more relaxation in your world, or just invite you to be more of that. And what if that was a space, like, it's like the more we have an awareness of that and a, like, a willingness to have that as our reality and to be that, the more space we give those energies to expand and grow and exponentialize. And so what if this could just be a play and a practice and a request too, which maybe we can talk more about in the last segment, of, you know, what would it take for this to be the norm, or the, you know, the space that I get to be all the time, this relaxation, this ease, this space of possibility and creation and, yes, please.
I think the request has begun, Heather.
The request has begun. It's official.
Maybe we can give them some homework for the break.
Yeah. Play with that. Like, let your body show you what it knows about this. Because bodies love relaxation. Yeah. So cool. All right. Well, on that note, we're gonna take another break. And this is Heather Nichols here with Stephanie Richardson on Creating Beyond Reality Radio. And we will be back in a moment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order, like, your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches, ready to share success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Hear about personal growth, building a better business, inspirational life stories, and personal branding. You'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're chatting today with Stephanie Richardson about relaxation and creation. Oh my goodness, I'm so loving this conversation. So much more that I would love to play with. And I also would love, Stephanie, for you to let people know how to find you, where to find you. Like, if they love more Stephanie yumminess, where can they go?
There's a couple of places that you can always find me. And that is, one of them is actually on the Access Consciousness website, it's actually StephanieRichardson.accessconsciousness.com. That always has the most recent or updated class listings and stuff like that, if somebody wants to come play with me that way. And also, I've got another radio show that I am on regularly called The Good Girl's Guide to Being Wrong and Happy. And that is thegoodgirlsguidetobeingwrong.com. You can always find us there. So those are two regular places. And then there's an event that Heather is also going to be at coming up this summer, which is basically taking all the stuff that we're talking about right now and putting it into practice, called Living the Foundation. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, Heather. It's fun to hear you talk about these things.
Oh my goodness. This is like one of my favorite creations so far. I love the Living the Foundation class, adventure, summer camp. It really is like, this conversation is such a huge, like the class, the adventure, the summer camp that Living the Foundation is, really is actually like an expression of what we're talking about here, and an invitation to bring it more into your world, to be it more in every way. And it's really this experiential, like hands-on play with the tools of Access Consciousness. So it's the foundation class, which is, you know, really, I always say that, like, if you have that toolbox, which is tons and tons of tools of different areas of life and different things to play with, you can create anything. And it's taking that class and really expanding it into everyday life and living and adventures and going on, you know, dune buggy rides and yoga on the beach of Lake Michigan and playing with horses and, you know, chats by the fireside. And it's just this amazing, it literally is like grown-up summer camp where you get to be more of you, play more, have some really, really, really fun people to play with for a week. And kids are welcome. I took my kids last year. It was so much fun. And literally, as soon as we left, they were like, when are we going back? My older son was like, I want to move there. He basically wanted to live at Blossom's house. So
yeah. The thing I love about that class and experience is that there are so many, before I ever did an Access class, there were so many classes and workshops that I did, and so many, it's sort of like classes, but workshops and stuff where people would give you all the things that if you would just do these things in this order, then you would get your life right and you would finally be happy. And this is not that. This is giving you the tools to sort of freeform your own life, and then in the afternoon putting it into living instead of just having a workshop and then going, oh, I hope I can apply this when I go home. You don't have to wait to go home to see if you can apply the tools or if you got what happened or if you can continue with the change. You get to put it into action right away. And there's nothing like being with a horse and really, they will give you information about whether you're being you or not, or, running down a big gigantic sand dune and testing your body, asking questions to see if what you think the limitations of your body, to see if those are actually true or real, or to see if there's something that you bought as true or real, to see if your body can do more than you thought that it could, or to see if you've always demanded more than it really desired to do. And you get to actually play with that and use it. And then if you find out that while you're trying to put the tools into practice that you run into a roadblock, then you have so many facilitators around you to ask questions of, and then, you know, do it again and get more information for yourself. And I love that, because it's, you know, not just, there's actually three of us that facilitate the main class, but there's so many other facilitators, Heather being one of them, that add to the whole experience and contribute what they know and how they can ask you questions about what you know in a way that actually unlocks stuff that you know that you never knew you knew.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. Such a gift. So yeah, if anybody would like to come and play at Access Consciousness Adult Summer Camp on Lake Michigan this summer, it's livingthefoundation.com is where you can go to find out. There's some really fun photos of last year on that website. You can just sort of get a feel for, you know, the immense joy that week was in everybody's worlds, and just get more details there. So it's June 22nd through the 27th, June 22nd, we start. More info on the website.
The one thing that Access Consciousness tools do not give you is is more memory. You can recall anything, but memory.
You might notice a distinct downshift in your capacity, which is fun because, you know, when you have other people around you that are finding the same thing, it gets to be comical, actually. So, yeah. Well, so one of the things that just really popped from the last segment that I really would love to dive in a little more to before we're done is this, the ask and you shall receive, and really just getting that. This is something that expands so much more in my world all the time, that truly when I ask the universe for the things that I'm desiring, and myself and the elements of creation and all of that, there is something that gets set in motion, that if I were to like that, it, well, there is an invitation there to relax into the requests that we make of ourselves and our lives and the universe. That is so different from, I would like to create this. Now I'm going to gear up to make it happen. And I know you know lots about this, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to hear what you would like to share.
Oh, there are so many things bouncing around in my head on this topic. One of them is that it's different than asking is different than a wish list. It is different than a mantra. I know that I used to sort of ask for things, but then I would ask for things obsessively. So, you know, if you were going to ask for $1 million, it'd be like, universe, can I have $1 million? $1 million, $1 million, can I have $1 million? Can I have $1 million? Can I have $1 million? Can I have $1 million?
Yeah.
Like sounding like the Rain Man of requests.
Yeah. But there's actually, I just want to like toss something in there. There's an assumption with that it's not actually
that.
Yeah. It's not actually already set in motion and occurring if you have to keep asking.
If you find yourself asking with that energy, then you are, there is that, that's exactly where I was going with that too, is that, you know, it was based on an assumption that somehow I hadn't already asked in a way that would work, or that I would fail, or that it was based on all these assumptions, all these, actually what Heather was talking about earlier, refined judgments. And so when you ask for something, one of the things that I've noticed for myself is when you ask, really just lowering your barriers, looking at what is it that you're actually asking for. Mm-hmm. So you may think that you're going to ask for $1 million, but when you ask for $1 million, What are you actually asking for? Do you want the cash to show up? Or are you actually looking for financial ease? Are you actually looking for happiness? Are you actually looking for? So make sure that you're asking for what you really mean. If you mean, I really want to be happy and I want to be relaxed in my life, that actually matches what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that for you, that is what you're asking for. But when, you know, when I'm looking at what this is, what am I asking for with the things I think I'm asking for? So I think I'm asking for $1 million, but what I'm asking for behind it is that I have total ease, that I never have to worry about money. So yeah. You can go, you know, universe, what would it take to never worry about money again?
Yeah.
And that matches what you're asking for, so you can have it. The next step after that is actually to create something else. And what I mean by that is move on. You've already asked for that. It will show up. So you need to begin creating other things. Otherwise, you'll start to destroy the things that you've asked for. Because ask and you will receive does work. But every time that you sort of bring it up again, the universe goes, what? I was working on something. What are you asking for now? You know,
it's like the kid going, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yeah. The universe, you're distracting the universe from your request in order to try and request it again while actually asking the universe to prove to you that what you ask for, you never get. The universe is like, wait, which one did you want? Did you want me to give it to you? Or did you want me to prove to you that you never get what you ask for? I can do either one.
Use now.
I don't have a point of view about it.
That's awesome. I love that.
So I found that the main thing that I personally have to do in my life is have more things on the burner than less. Because if I have less things on the burner, then I tend to go into that obsessive asking for success in that one area instead of just going, oh, cool. What would it be like to have a phenomenal photography business, you know, and then move on and then create something different and have new conversations and enjoy my life.
What?
Yeah. And then lo and behold, it shows up and never in the way that you think it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how relaxing is that? Well, it is.
It's relaxing if you can let go of having to be the exact architect of every nanometer of your life.
Which is not very relaxing.
That is not. That involves no receiving at all whatsoever.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And it's so funny because that space of relaxing into and like get like just being that, having that sort of like zoomed out bird's eye view of everything that you're asking for and what it actually is and the receiving of it all. It's like it can be edgy in a different way. Like there is this dynamic space of relaxation that comes with it, or that it is, and that you actually be already, that you start to access more when you're playing with this stuff. And it can be like this really uncomfortable thing. And I think I said to somebody the other day, like when you are uncomfortable, it just means that your mind is disappearing. Like that's, you know, so it's a good sign. Your mind is a terrible thing. Waste it, you know? Yeah. And then how uncomfortable in that way can we allow ourselves to be, like, perpetually? And how much fun can that be? And how relaxing can it be? And how much more can we be and create and receive from all of it? So, yeah. Yeah. What else is possible? Well, thank you so much, Stephanie, for this freaking phenomenal conversation, as usual. Just so you guys know again, where you can find this brilliant woman, StephanieRichardson.accessconsciousness.com, and livingthefoundation.com if you'd like to come and play with us this summer for grown up summer camp. So thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. I love your show and I adore you. Thank you so much for being such a phenomenal creator and contribution.
Thank you. I adore you too. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.